40 days in the desert. These 40 days on the desert, it represents the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert facing what we know as the Last Judgment. A few thousand years before, Moses spent 40 years in the desert. Jesus did 40 days, one day for every year that Moses spent in the desert. But what that means, these 40 days in the desert? Well, in these 40 days, he's about to accomplish something that is extremely important in every human being. Something that we know as the Last Judgment. These 40 days is really a deep into ourselves, into our mind, into that virtual reality that exists in the human brain. 40 days in the desert is about to recover the awareness of what is really happening in this beautiful human mind. Day by day, he got deeper and deeper into the whole creation of that human mind, to have awareness how the mind really works. And it begins, perhaps, from the birth of the human being. There's a lot of legends talking about the nativity, about waiting for the Savior, the one who will save the world. They call it the Messiah, the Buddha. The real king of a whole world. We have to understand, perhaps, that in those ancient times, the word world, it really doesn't mean a planet. It means the whole creation that every human did in their mind. The whole virtual reality, the world and where we live, my world, your world, and every human create its own world, and every human should be the king of their own world. Then the Savior is really you, the one who can save your own creation, your own world. But the whole story really begins before the creation of the virtual reality. Or we can say before the creation of the mind. When we was born, we didn't have any knowledge. We start gathering knowledge after a couple of years, perhaps, or birth, when finally our parents hook our attention and start downloading into our brain every single sound, every single symbol, and they tell us the meaning of that symbol. It was a great discovering, a great teaching. When I say the attention, we can understand that attention is that part of the mind who can focus in what it wants to perceive and discriminate everything that we don't want to perceive. This is the way how we learn, and it's the way how we teach through the mind. Then, as you may understand, the mind is like a bridge who go from one human mind to another human mind, or from one human mind to many human minds, or from many human minds to one mind. Then attention is that bridge. And in that bridge, information go in both directions, from human mind to human mind. Then when we were children, it was a big accomplishment when our parents finally hook our attention and start make us repeat every single sound for every single word. And we repeat and repeat and repeat the word until finally we say it correctly. But also, with all that practice, we understood the meaning of that word. And this is how, little by little, our parents, our big brothers, our family, later the school, start downloading into us every single symbol that could be sound or graphic. And this is how we learn an entire language that already exists before we was born. The language that our society speaks. Then we can say that language is a human creation. But we create that language not exactly because we are extremely intelligent, but because we are programmed to create that language. And we use the sounds. We use the reflection of what we perceive in order to create all those symbols that, as they evolve, it make more and more complicated the language that we speak and more accurate the language that we speak. Then we can see that we accomplish the program because through the language, we can ask for what we need, we can express what we want, and we can understand what everybody else wants. Then through the attention, we create our virtual reality. We perceive every word, and we use the word to create that virtual reality. And then we understood the meaning of every symbol. We understand the meaning of every opinion, and that opinions create action reactions in our mind. We store all that information in this powerful memory that our mind have. And by repetition and repetition, which means by practice, little by little, we master an entire language. It took us years of practice until finally something extraordinary happened in our mind. Knowledge by itself start talking, and we call it thinking. Then thinking is everything that we know, talking in a voice that only we can hear and nobody else. Once we start thinking, then we know that we are really mastering the language. Thank you very much for listening to this first lesson in the 40 days in the desert. God bless you. Bye-bye.